Hi there, it's May 25th, 2022. This is the Robert Bruton Podcast Show, and I'm your host, Robert Bruton, and today we are going to talk about how to get started on your life, just how to not believe all the crap that's going against you, and we're going to talk about that more, so stay tuned with me. I'm going to be right back. We're going to be gone for 60 seconds, and I'll see you on the other side. Hi there again, everybody, and welcome. I saw something. I'm actually driving. So if you hear a little wind noise and that type of thing, you guys, if you listen to my show, you know we do the show in all kinds of crazy places. So it's never in the same spot, really. And so that's one of the fun things I like about this show is we're able to do it anywhere we want to be. So today we're in my truck. And we are between Amarillo, Texas and Lubbock, Texas. So if you're listening out in West Texas, howdy, howdy. All right. So what I wanted to really get to is I saw this in a truck stop. Stopped to get some gas and it said, you know, welfare is not a career. And it struck me. And so many folks, and I'm not talking about if you're on welfare. I mean, if you are, then God bless. I hope that your situation, and I hope that by listening to this program that you're able to say, wait a minute, maybe there is a way out here. And that's what I want to talk about is we're instilled from practically birth to just, you know, fit in, do this, do that, just, you know, not really believing, you know, believing that we can do whatever we want to do, you know, because there are so many things and so many societal things that are running against you, running against me. And it's not hard. It's not easy, I should say, to figure out that, well, you know, I got a good job, I got this, you know, it just is what it is. When in reality, you really would want more. You just don't know how to go get it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And you got friends and family that are saying, oh, you know, lower your sights. You don't even have a college degree. You don't have a high school diploma. You don't have this. You don't have that. Well, hell, we all have some shortcoming that can stifle what we want to do. And it's up to us to cure that situation. And I'm not saying you got to go out and get some college degree. Now, if you're wanting to do something more and it involves something where you do have to have a degree, if you want to be a lawyer or a doctor, CPA, something like that, there's going to be a little bit of college you're going to have to go to, and you're going to have to figure it out. You may not be able to qualify for student loans. You may not want student loans. You know, there's a lot of things that go against you, but where there's a will, there's a way. Okay. And for example, and I talked about this in the last show, is, you know, there are states in these United States that allow for you to test out so that you can go to, even if you got an online legal degree, you know, you may not go work at some big fancy Wall Street law firm, but you damn sure can lay out a shingle in your hometown. And there, again, I mean, you're going to hear me say this a lot, where there's a will, there is a way. Okay. You don't have to buy into, I'll never be able to do it, because there are lots of men and women lawyers out there that went to school at night to get their law degree. I know some people that got law degrees online. I know single mothers that have gotten law degrees with children in tow at home. And again, where there is a will, there is a way. Your will has to be stronger in order for you to do what you want to do. Now, you can buy into, if you want, that you can't do something. I come from a bad neighborhood. I was a prostitute. I was a drug dealer. I was a shit bag. I was this. I was that. I've been to jail. I've not been to jail. Whatever. You can put all that crap in front of you and say, well, yeah, I don't deserve any of that. So you can blow up your dream if you want to, but if you really want it, then give a listen more. So when you very first start out doing something, you're gonna suck at it really, really bad. Okay? I have told this story umpteen times, and because it holds true. It's just like riding a bike, you guys. Whenever you start riding a bike, you're gonna fall, you're gonna skin your elbows, bust your knees, you're gonna scratch your head, you're gonna do all kinds of stuff. And then one day, you're gonna be looking for the coolest jump. You're gonna ride a wheelie around the block. You're gonna put your hands up behind your head and ride down with your hands not on the steering wheel. You're gonna be able to do, or the handlebars, I should say. You're gonna be able to do it because you mastered it. Everything in life can equate to that. Once you master how to do it and understand how to do it, then it's all together. When I started learning how to do finance umpteen years ago, and I had to teach myself, eventually I was able to go to a school for it, and I was able to have an employer send me there. To get there, I had to teach myself. I had to go ask my buddies who were in finance, hey, how did you do that? Show me what you do. I'm interested. And I had guys who would say, man, get the hell out of my office. And I also had guys, no, here, come on, I'll show you how to do it. I just had to ask the right people. I had to ask enough guys. And I was able to finally get in and start doing it. And I was able to make a better living for myself by doing so. But I did it myself. And I had all kinds of issues and problems when I very first started doing that, but I fumbled, stumbled, and worked my way through it. So you can do it if you want to. And when you want to bad enough, you'll figure out a way. There is a difference between resources and resourcefulness. If you lack resources, then become resourceful. You start figuring out a new way to get there. I didn't say it was going to be easy. It is going to be a hard trek, and it may take you longer than others, but at least you'll have done it. I had people laugh at me and tell me that you don't have a literary degree. Yet I've written 15 books. 15 books. Not one, 15. Because where there is a will, there is a way. And was it the easiest thing for me to learn how to do? No. But if I told you how to do it now and taught you, which I'm happy to help, then it's easier than you think it is. Much, actually, than most people think it is. It's not hard once you know how to do it. And that's the problem. People get in a situation where when it starts to become hard, then they go, well, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. Well, then teach yourself how to do it. Jiminy Cricket, that's the easiest solution there is teach yourself how to do it. And truly, most things, once you learn how to do them, aren't that bloody hard to do at all. And I've had editors tell me and tease me Oh my God, did you pass the third grade? And now I have editors who tell me, hey, man, your work is so improved that there's really not much here that I'm having to do. And so with time comes knowledge, and with mistakes comes knowledge. With people telling you, you get back a paper that's more red on it than black because of all the corrections you need to make on your manuscript. Then you get a manuscript back, and there's maybe one or two things that you missed that you go, oh, damn it, I knew that. Oh, heck, I remember that. So, with time and with experience and with mistakes, you will learn how to do these things. And it will be awesome. It will be awesome. I remember the first time in that I had a Kindle book out, and I got like a 87 cent royalty off of it. And this was years back. And I literally cried when I saw it. I was so proud of that because my book, someone read it. I didn't make it wasn't about, making, a ton of money at the moment. It was about getting people to read it. And someone read it far enough that I actually earned a royalty. And it was one of the proudest moments, I think, in my life. So I was like, oh my God, and I was so grateful. I had a thing the other day that came through on an it was a it, it's kind of a it's a new thing on Amazon called Vella, and I wrote one, and I got $42, and it had only been there for, I don't know, 2 weeks, and I got a royalty for $42, and I was like, holy crap. And it too was like something. And when I look back, I had people telling me, are you crazy? Are you stupid? Why are you doing that? There's a bajillion people doing that. Blah, 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 blah. There was all this meh, 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 meh. And I didn't listen to it. I just kept my head down. I said, okay, whatever. And I do it, and I do it on my own. So much of this stuff I have to learn at night after a normal Joe job. And it's something that anybody can do. You have to stop listening to the naysayers who say you can't. The people who, just because they believe they say, well, if they can't do it, you're certainly not going to be able to do it. That's such bullshit. Absolute hogwash. Just because somebody else thinks they can't do it doesn't preclude you from doing it. Ever. So don't sit and go, well, if old Joe can't do it, shit, I probably can't either. Oh, Joe doesn't have the secret you have. Learn, knowledge, go get it. There are about a bajillion and two freaking YouTube videos on how to do all kinds of stuff. If you're not familiar with Adobe After Effects, okay? Oh, Adobe After Effects allows you to do some pretty cool shit with video. You can make a name spin around in the frame. You can make things disappear and come back. You can make it look illumin. It just does. It's just that. It's an effect. It makes something do something really crazy. And it seems when you open up the program, you're going, oh shit. Well, here we go. And so I watched some videos because I use Adobe Premiere. which is a video. It's a video. It's they make feature films using this software. You know, you can, this literally can make a movie. And some of the movies that you probably watched have been edited on just such a program, including Adobe Premiere Pro. And all of this works together. And the neat thing about Adobe is so much of their stuff, even from Photoshop to this to that, all has things within it, the environment that you work in, that are pretty similar. You know, that's what I like about it. There's stuff that is hard about their stuff and easier on other programs. And there's, you know, but the point that I'm trying to make is that you have to learn it. You know, I sucked at it for a long time. And I'm still not, I still don't really get After Effects to the point where I'm comfortable doing, doing, you know, a lot more with it. I want to learn so that I can do more with it. And that's something on our film side that I work at diligently all the time. You know, you watch videos and there's all, you know, Adobe has all kinds of fun training and things like that that you can do. And people who come on that are just masters at it and show you how to do all kinds of really cool stuff. Well, if you make good notes and you do some stuff, then all of a sudden you stop the video and you're, you know, playing with what you got going on. And all of a sudden you make it do it and you go, oh shit, this is too cool. You know, and it, but it takes time to learn. It absolutely takes time to learn. But if you're willing to take the time to learn, and here's the thing that people tell me all the time, I don't have time. Well, I want you to go in and tell me how much time you do two different things. How much time do you spend watching TV, or how much time do you spend playing video games for my younger audience? How much of that time do you spend in the evening doing those things? So I'm going to suggest to you, and everybody's probably heard of this, in a good healthy relationship, you know, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends decide on a date night, a night that's just for them. A night that where they can connect and, you know, hopefully cell phones stay in the car. And it's just a night to go out and have fun and be together as a couple, which is very healthy. You know, that is an absolute yes. You need to have that in your life. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that not only do you have a date night with your significant other, but make a date night for a video game. Make a date night for a movie night. The rest of the time, use it to learn. I wrote a book called Organize Your Life to Win. And if you learn how to do these things and make a priority of knowledge over some, you know, my video game's an escape. Well, sure it is. It's an escape from the reality that you're accepting the, you look at your paycheck, and that's what, if you're accepting of that, okay, if this is, then that's what your life's worth. So if you get $3,000 a month, you're basically selling out your life for $3,000. Because I'm telling you, you're worth more than that. You just don't believe it yet. Yet. You don't believe it yet. Because you can be worth more than that if you educate yourself to be more than that. You don't got to go to some fancy dance school. You don't got to go to college. In fact, all the shit that they teach people in college now, Jiminy Cricket, when do you learn how to actually do something other than, you know, be politically correct? Well, you know, yes, we need to be tolerant of each other, but we don't have to have it shoved in our face. I can be tolerant of people. I don't have to agree with, you know, certain things or certain lifestyles or certain things that they want to do, and they just like they don't have to believe that shit in me. I'm a Christian, but I don't. If you're not a Christian, okay, great. If you're a nice person, then we'll be friends. Because I look at the content of the person, not their beliefs. If you're a nice person, and I'm not trying to shove Christianity down your throat, and you're not trying to shovel whatever down mine, and we're friends, and we share a love of what? Writing, for example. I follow a lot of writers that write in genres that now I'm not getting there. I follow writers who, you know, are a little gothy, a little out there for me. But I enjoy the craft. I enjoy what they do. They're artists. And to me, I dig that. So I get my head around it. I don't have to particularly subscribe to some of their stuff, nor do they have to subscribe to mine. But it's the art. So I get that part. So you can be what you want to be. And you can have the respect of colleagues who may agree with you sometimes and disagree with you others. But you're still colleagues. But you're never going to get there if you keep buying the same sack of shit that you're selling yourself, that all you're worth is $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, $1,500 a month. Because you're stuck. No, you're not stuck. You're stuck because you think you're stuck. I don't know how to get out of this. Okay. That's okay. It's a good place to start. You say, I don't know how, then guess what? You need to learn how. So I've always said that, you know, if you live in a community in an urban city and you're saying, I'm stuck here because I can't afford to move out. Well, start examining. Start looking at. Do you have family that lives somewhere in a smaller community where it's not as cutthroat, if you will? It's not as expensive. And could you call some cousin that you hadn't talked to and 10 years and say, hey, cuz, this is my situation and I want to get out. Can I rent a bedroom from you, or can I get a bedroom from you for, you know, a couple months while I get my feet on the ground? Can I find a place where somebody's got a bedroom, a garage apartment, they've got someplace that they say, hey, I'll rent you my RV, stay in my RV while you get your feet on the ground. You know, how am I going to get there? Ride the bus if you don't have a car. How am I going to get to a job? Figure it out. And the way you figure it out is you may have to ride a bike. You might have to buy a motorcycle. You may have to walk a little bit. You may have to ask an employer, hey, you know, can I catch a ride with somebody coming in? Yeah, it's an imposition. It's a pain in the ass. But if you're somewhere where things aren't as expensive as they are, and maybe in a city, then maybe you can start affording to put a little bit of money away with a job. And don't be so damn picky about a job. If you got to take a job at the grocery store that wouldn't necessarily be a career, could be. I know lots of folks that have worked their way up from a checker to being a general manager or more in the job that they have, which is kind of cool. And so you can do it if you choose to do it. And that's the thing. You've got to choose to say, okay, this is not ultimately what I'm going to be doing, but this is what I can do to get me to where I want to go. This is a means to an end. Trust me, I've been there. I do it today. There are things that I do that are a means to an end. So, you know, and you learn how to do things through resourcefulness. I take stuff from a regular day job and I use that income sometimes to do other things, or I'm doing things that I learned to incorporate the two. So it kind of works to the benefit of everybody because it's kind of cool the way I do it. I don't have time to really go into it, but I have, it's pretty cool, to say the very least. And I enjoy it. And it makes for a good relationship. And it helps me immensely. So I'm happy. The things that have always been stifling to me have been myself, my own imagination of, oh, that's too hard, you can't do it. Oh, you'll never learn how to do it. You don't have the money to do it. And sorry, everyone, we had a little technical glitch there. I should say probably a signal thing. I am in the car doing the show, so it's, I apologize. So anyway, when we had gone so far, I really don't want to, I'd rather just go oops and beg for forgiveness than start all over again. So, you know, the biggest thing that I want people to take away from this, and I want you to take away from this, is that you can seriously get out of any situation that you might find yourself in, whether it's poverty, a bad relationship, or, you know, you screwed up and you didn't do this or that, or, you know, you're maybe even did a little time, maybe you had some drug issues, alcoholism, whatever the case may be. You need to remember that your past does not dictate who you are today, unless you let it. Your lack of knowledge can change this day forward. If you're listening to this and you're listening to this all the way through, you've learned something today. So you have the ability to learn. You don't have to live status quo. You don't have to accept that the dollar amount of your paycheck is the net sum total of your worth, because it's not. It's absolutely not. You can be worth more in many different ways. You know, obviously the payoff to a good job is more income, okay? But that doesn't need to be the sum total of what you're trying to do with your life. Here's the thing that I decided, and I think so many people have been in this situation. 4.5 or so years ago, maybe almost closer to 5 now, you know, I was presented a situation where I was asked for a divorce and I didn't want one. Yes, we had, you know, this or that troubles, but we had been able to work our way out of troubles before. And everybody has troubles in their relationship. You know, we all go through stages where, you know, you just want to go, ugh, you know, I can't stand this, you know. And, but I did love her. And I thought she loved me too. And we were that couple that, you know, we had let it, our lives get away from each other, and we found our way back. And so after it was all said and done, incredibly dark moment in my life, you know, I just finally told myself, you know, I'm done. This is not going to happen anymore. I'm going to finish out the last half of my life doing what I want to do, loving what I want to do, and be damned everything else. I'm not being selfish. I'm just going to do what I want to do that makes me happy. And I think I've gotten myself to a place where I'm doing things that allow me to feel fulfilled professionally, to be fulfilled in my own personal life, where I feel like I'm achieving things in my life that make me happy and make people around me happy. I feel like I'm helping. I feel like I'm giving back to society things that I've had to go out and learn that have made me a better person to bring to society. So therefore, I want to share that because I'm bringing that better me to the world. So I want to share how I got from a dark, horrid place to a very happy place. Do I have issues and troubles? Sure. Does stuff come up? Absolutely. Is it easy all the time? No, it's not. Is there things that I have to accept that, well, this is going to be this way for now until I figure out a way to move the fence where I can breathe again. And that becomes the journey, that becomes part of the fun of getting to that place that you want to be. You can't look at it like, oh my God, this is a path. Let me finish that sentence. It's you can't look at it as a drudge. You can't look at it, well, I want to go from A and I want to skip over all the letters and get to Z. You have to go through each letter. Okay. There is a path from which you need to follow. Okay. And the path is going to have stops where you're going to hang out for a little bit and you're going to do some things and then you're going to move down the road. So it's a journey. And you have to look at it that way. Sometimes the journey is going to be fun. Sometimes the journey is going to be boring as hell. Sometimes it's going to be, oh my God, I just want to get through this. I am so over all this, you know? And that's part of it. You know, I laugh with people that work around me, and I always say, you know, one of these days we're going to laugh about this. Say, oh my God, you remember this and this and this and this and this? And hopefully it'll be in a place where we were successful and happy. And we were doing things that we enjoyed to do because we paid our toll to get there. Every little stop has a toll that must be paid. Something that you have to do. And that's cool. That's really cool, actually, because that means you're moving. It means you're going forward. Sometimes it's going to be happy, sometimes it's not. So just remember that when you very first start doing things, you are going to suck at it. Everybody's going to laugh at you. You're going to look like, you know, a fish out of water. You're going to look stupid. You're going to look silly. That's part of it. Get over it. Don't be such a whiny wimp. I can't do that. Yes, you freaking can. Yes, you can. Because at the other side of all that, at the other side of the teasing, the funny, the shit that you think you're going to have to go through is your life. Don't settle for status quo. I don't care where you are in your life, you do not have to settle for status quo. It can be better. There may be things that you can't do because of your past. But that doesn't preclude you from doing things that can give you a future. You may not be able to do, like I said, certain things. You may not be able to get a license to do something. You may not be able to become a doctor. You may not be able to become a lawyer. But there's other things that you can do within those communities that don't require that, that you could be just as big a help. So don't discount your life because you think you have to, because you don't. If you've done things and you've paid your debt to society, then rock on, brother. Or sister. If you quit school and you got hung up in drugs, alcohol, you partied, you were not a very good person, you're not a very nice person. Okay. Well, maybe you're ready to be that person, a nice person that you think's a nice person. Okay. So what's stopping you? People telling you, oh, you used to be a whore, you know? Okay, great. Yeah. I used to be a whore, whatever. Next. Always tell people that like to rub your nose in the past. Okay. Yeah. I was that person. Now what? Now what? I'm not that person anymore. Now what? You take away all of that energy and with that simple statement. Okay, great. Yeah. Now what? What do you want to do with it? You want to go crow it to everybody that'll hear you? Everybody already knows. So that part's, you know, in some of those instances, maybe a geographical cure. They say Alcoholics Anonymous that you can't do a geographical cure. Just because you're in a drunk in Dallas, Texas, you're going to be the same drunk in Houston, Texas, unless you get sober. But in some instances where that's not really the deal, but you know, maybe a fresh start somewhere else. You know? Throw caution to the wind. See what you can do. There's lots of places. You know, there's websites where you can actually go and exchange. You know, you may live in a primitive situation for a little while, but you can exchange some work for shelter, room and board. So you do that for a little while and you go find you something in the community where you're doing that. And at the same time, you're learning how to organic farm, or you're doing something that's cool. Like I said, resourcefulness. Start looking for, is there places in the community that maybe I might like to go where I can affordably live, not the way I want, but I can get by until I can find a place and afford a place that's me, that's mine. You just gotta look. And it may take time. You may stumble upon it and not even be looking for it. You don't know. But unless you put that energy into it, unless you put that thought into it, nothing's gonna bloody change. If you keep saying, woe is me, then your life is gonna be woe is me. If you keep saying, not anymore, I got a life, it's coming. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where. The belief is more important than the how. The how will come. But if you don't believe it, and it's going to be hard, the old you is going to want to hold on to that because it's comfortable. Because you can cuddle in it. You can cuddle in your bullshit. And you get used to it. You get used to sometimes, and you've even heard this in movies. It's easier to believe the bad than it is to believe the good. It's easier to live in that place because you're there. You've been in it so long that you're comfortable there. You know what to expect. In this new situation, you don't have a damn clue what to expect because you don't know. So it's something that's going to be difficult to get past and get through. But you can do it. You absolutely can do it. Don't ever take yourself for granted again. And realize that the universe has got your back. Whether you call it the universe, God, or the higher power of your choice, has you. Okay? Has your back. And there are going to be days when you're going to feel as though you can't take another step forward. How much shit have I got to go through? It's just not worth it to get out of the situation. See, I told myself that this was not going to work. You're going to have those days. I did. Everybody does. Where you're going to say, you know what? F this. I'm done. You look up at the sky and you go, God, if this is all you got, then I'm done with this life. That's not God. That is the enemy. That is your head. That is your mental health. That is whatever you want to call it, trying to keep you down. Misery loves company. You are no longer that miserable person. Hell yeah, your head's going to try to keep you there. I promise you. I went through days where I was like, this is bullshit. I got to places so dark that I felt like it was better to not be here, not be on this earth, because I couldn't take another hit, not one more. Nothing was changing. Nothing was happening. And I would scream and yell. I would hit the steering wheel in my car. What do you want from me? Because I didn't know. And sometimes you may have to scream in your pillow. Hit a pillow. Scream in your pillow. Let it out. But no. It's gonna get better. You don't know how. That's when you surrender and say, I'm done. If you want to show me, great. I'm here. I'm in. Please, God, show me a way. Surrender. And before you know it, you'll get to a place where you can find the peace to find your way. And I can tell you without reservation, meditation, or if you want to call it prayer, and I'm talking about not just going, oh God, I would like a new house, a new car. I'd like you to pay my rent. I'd like for my kids to love me. I would like for my husband to love me. I'd like for my wife to love me. No. No, 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 no. What you want is wisdom. What you want is knowledge. Those two things, and you can conquer the world. Wisdom and knowledge, conquer the world. I'm going to talk to you about Proverbs for a second in the Bible. That's what Solomon prayed for. King Solomon would be richer than anybody in today's money, would be richer than anybody on the earth. And he never prayed for those things. He prayed for wisdom and knowledge. Because with those two things, he could figure out how to do it. And you can too. That's the key, is you got to figure out how to do it. But you got to teach yourself how to do it. Nobody's going to hand it to you. There is no quick get rich quick scheme. There is no, no money down bullshit. You're going to have to work for it. Because if you look at these people that did all these things, all these quick things, they're not on TV anymore. You know why? Because their shit blew up. They either ended up in jail because they were selling you a sack of shit, or The gravy train ran out. Some things like that, too good to be true, will always crash. It might take a few years, but it's going to crash. Built on a solid foundation, shit, a tornado can't blow that sumbitch over. That's the difference. You can do it. All right, I'm going to get a drink of water and I'm going to be right back. Okay, everybody, we are back and we're going to finish this out. And I'm going to give you some steps to get started on how you're going to change your life right now. Okay, not going to happen right now. This is your first step or steps. Okay, this is going to help you get going. All right, so the first thing you do is just accept life. Just accept that everything is here. This is where I'm at in this moment. I'm just accepting that, you know, hey, may not be the place I want to be, but this is my life. I'm good with that. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get my shit together or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to be all right. Okay. So just accept life. Just say, okay, I'm fine. The second thing I want you to do is figure out what the hell you want to do. Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? What are you trying to achieve with your life? And here's the caveat. Without exception, do not ask yourself, I don't know how I'm going to get there. How am I going to do this? Take the how out. The how is going to come, okay? And we'll go over that. But right now, money's not a problem. My health isn't a problem. Nothing's a problem, okay? What do you want to do with your life? Where do you want to be? What do you want to be? If you're a grown adult, what do you want to be when you grow up? What you want to do, okay? Don't worry about the how. The how will come, okay? All right. So find out what you want to do. Don't worry about if it's going to sustain you. Don't worry about if you're going to make any money at it. Don't worry about it. What do you want your life to be? The second, third thing, actually, is learn how to quiet your mind. I do it through meditation. You may call it prayer, you know, but learn how to sit down and quiet your mind. Meditation works for me. And I have done and written articles about meditating. It's not hard. You're not trying to do anything where you're chanting and doing all this crazy stuff. No, all we're trying to do is quiet our mind. Just sit in a place, you know, even if it's going down by perhaps a creek and just watching the water and just letting yourself lose yourself in that moment. Just relax, chill out, and learn how to do this every single solitary day. And there is a reason that you do it every single solitary day. Is because eventually you're going to learn how to be calm in the storm. You know, imagine if you had a ship with 1,000 souls on it that were, and you were in the most gnarly seas in the world. I mean, death is almost imminent. And you're sitting there going, oh my God, what am I going to do? You think a ship captain is going to freak out and give up? Or do you think they're going to laser in their focus and figure out how to overcome? So you learn how to do some things through meditation and breathing that are going to teach you how to remain calm in a storm. So these are just three simple things. We're not going to do anything crazy. We're not going to do anything, you know, we're just going to figure out where we want to be. We're going to accept life, that we are the person that we are, and we're going to be better than what we currently are. We're going to be better off. We're going to be a better person. We're going to bring more to this life than just what we've done. We're not going to give up. So I want you to just chillax and begin to see yourself in a different space, a different place. You know? And there is ways out of any situation. There is. You know, you may be in the shittiest financial situation that you ever thought you could dream of. You've got children, you've got this, you've got that. You may be about to lose your home, your apartment, your car. You may have lost those things and don't even know. But here's the thing. The journey to somewhere, the journey out of this shithole place that you may be in, is a step forward. A baby step forward is forward motion. Big steps will come. Baby steps will get you going, get you started. So there's three little things that you could do to get started. And we're going to talk a whole bunch more about this stuff, but this is a good start. Don't define who you are by your past and get off your ass and start learning some stuff. Nobody's going to hand you this shit. You know, you're not going to meet some billionaire who's going to sweep you off your feet. This isn't Pretty Woman. Okay? This is life. That's a movie. All right? Okay. You can find all kinds of stuff. Everything that I'm talking about in all of this, go to robertbruton.com. You can find, you can get to our books. You can get to articles. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do to help yourself get going, get moving. All right? Okay. Chin up. We're going to be all right. We're moving forward. This is Robert Bruton with the Robert Bruton Podcast Show. Bye for now.